Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
I think, anyway. That's the hope and dreams of our people, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the day after the great fire waking, the fire working.
Man, Derby just blows up on the 4th, doesn't it?
That's what happens when you have legalized missiles.
Well, I tell you what it is. It's the churches. It's fundraisers for the churches here in town.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm trying not to get pink eye Von Fry. Joining me is...
Let's hope you don't get pink eye, Mom.
Yeah. Well, my right eye had been looking kind of red, and I think it might have just been from having contacts in most of the time. So I thought I would try to lay down without them, you know, kind of work that out some. Because it had been going away later in the day, but waking up and then at night it would look kind of reddish or something. But anyways, it's not really affecting my vision, so.
Do you have any glasses? You need to have glasses so you can not wear contacts for a while if your eyes get irritated.
What movie is it where the girl says, he can't see without his glasses?
I don't know. What movie is it?
My Girl.
Oh, I don't know that movie.
You don't remember what happened?
My Girl. I know that song.
You don't remember what happened to Macaulay Culkin and My Girl?
Huh, what happened?
What do you think happened to him?
Is My Girl, what is My Girl about?
My Girl is where Dan Aykroyd has a daughter and Dan Aykroyd's a mortician.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
I think you've probably seen it. So Macaulay Culkin's her friend, and this is like on the heels of, you know, this is when the Mac was at the height of his powers, I guess, on the heels of, but probably between Home Alones. So he was not, he was located somewhere. He wasn't alone.
But he was pretty young. How young was he?
She had something in the woods that he went to go get, and he got stung by bees and died.
Oh.
And then Dan Aykroyd had to dress him up, you know, like the morticians like to do.
What's called, doing mortician stuff.
And when they had his funeral, he didn't have his glasses on. He can't see without his glasses.
Oh, that's sad.
Okay, well, I thought you would have liked that.
Well, it is sad.
Oh, hey, what happened to him? What have you been up to?
Not much. Just enjoying the blowing up of our town. Gosh, last night it sounded like a war zone. It just is crazy. The weatherman goes, oh, isn't this neat? There's a cloud over Wichita, a smoke cloud. You can see it, you know, on the radar. No duh. It's crazy.
Well, I think we've gotten to a new stage of fireworks around here. They put up tents, right?
Yeah,
and then you sell the fireworks in the tent?
It's fundraisers for the churches. So people want to give to their church. So
now they're building temporary skyscrapers.
And they're blowing up. There's been a lot blowed up across the United States.
I think that the news media, they're not personally backed by by big firework. So they come up with news stories about the dangers of fireworks each year. The factory blows up. Look at this neighborhood. It looks like it's been bombed. If the news media was paid like they are by Prevagen and Cialis, Ozempic, they'd be silent. The evening news would not, you know, I mean, well, there is 300 million people in the country. So, I mean, we can't talk about every story. That's what they would do.
I know.
But you know that, right?
Yeah, but I just think it's crazy.
It's a little unfortunate you get your news from the people we figured out are lying to us instead of getting the news from me. On our podcast. You should get no news until you sit down right
like
here.
Like I can trust you.
Very trustworthy.
Yeah, you are pretty trustworthy, but still, I'll get my news where I can.
Okay, well, with that in mind, how about we actually get into the news? All right, so one of our top stories this week in the gaming world, Microsoft has laid off 9,000 employees.
Oh, man, that's
a lot of them from the Xbox gaming division. Here's the issue. They're making a lot of the bad moves. I've been telling people they're segueing out of the gaming space. I'm kind of jumping ship over to Nintendo. I think a lot of other people are. They're looking over there at that Switch 2. And, you know, it's like that meme where the guy's walking and he's got his girlfriend. He looks behind him, you know?
Yeah.
You know that one?
Uh-huh.
And you look behind, you got your Xbox and you look behind you got that Nintendo and you're like, oh, I don't know. Right?
I don't know. I don't trust a guy that's looking behind him at another woman.
It's okay because that was actually, the photos for that was actually in Spain.
Oh.
And they actually shot versions where the people switch places. And I think the girl looks at the girl.
Oh, that's better. I think that's more appropriate.
So they've laid off 9,000 people. They've shut down long promised games that they had coming and stuff like this. They make announcements like, oh, so we're making a handheld. Well, actually, we're going halvesies with this other company. If you're a big-time trillion-dollar company, you think that you're the king or whatever, you don't go halvesies to rebrand somebody else's handheld computer and then call it your Switch competitor. Everybody's seeing through this and stuff. We're making big strides with cloud gaming. Oh, also, we're working on the next-generation Xbox. If you're working on the next-generation Xbox, that would be its lone announcement. You wouldn't tie that in as, oh, yeah, also, we might do this, because that sounds like something you're going to cancel the way they talk about things.
Mm.
So it's not looking too good. The word is they did this to invest. They cut all these people to invest money in AI, which the shareholders love. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that there's way too many. What were those people doing? Were they just like making new games? Was that their main job?
The problem with making games is you don't get paid up front. It's not like the NBA. You don't have like a guaranteed contract. It's kind of like once you get your game done, now they get rid of you. So
well, that's
I think
obvious.
These people are extending the time they're working on the games by 10 years.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
that's a possibility.
You know, it makes sense. I mean, how long? You can't keep everybody on your payroll. They're probably going to go to like contract workers. Like, okay, you bring your final product to us and we'll buy it from you. And then, but you've got to find a way to live in
Microsoft's
the
big problem is they bought a bunch of game studios and publishers and stuff. Like there was huge ones, like the oldest game publisher, third-party game publisher, Activision. They bought them for like, I don't know, like hundreds of billions of dollars, like
as
way too much.
As every big company does.
They bought all this stuff, but they don't make an Xbox that has unique games on it. They bought all these games and then they put them on PlayStation instead of putting them on Xbox exclusively, not giving people a reason to buy an Xbox. So when I'm sitting there with the Xbox, I'm like looking over there at PlayStation, they got Spider-Man. Looking over there at Nintendo, they got Link and Mario. On Xbox, we got what these guys also have. But they're spending all this money and not making it back, right?
Yeah.
They're not shoring up their Xbox brand. So it's a bad deal, but what do you think about that? We're laying people off to please the shareholders with the AI.
Well, they do that all the time. Why are they pleasing the shareholders
That's
with AI?
What
How's
people,
that happen?
No, the AI, shareholders want them to invest in AI, okay?
So what's AI going to do for gaming?
Well,
are they going to
It's going to replace a lot of people.
Making the games.
Potentially, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people building the landscape and things like this.
Can be done by
models,
AI.
Quite possibly.
That's probably why they laid
somebody off.
My
thinking is, though, that's the business world today, is please the shareholders. What customers? Oh, forget them. They got to buy something. You know, let's please the shareholders. Focus on the shareholders. Customers, that's a gimme, right?
I guess.
Not the
so
way
less
it used
customers.
To be. They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
If you like video games, you got three options, and the companies can all go forget about those guys. We'll charge them $80 for a game. We're gonna charge them to update their game, and also we're pleasing the shareholders over here. It's kind of the way that works now. Nobody really cares about the consumer, right?
Well, that's been a long time.
I don't think so.
The consumer.
I'll tell you who does care about the consumer a bit. Chuck E. Cheese.
Is it still around?
Chuck E. Cheese has a new retro-style arcade they call Chuck's Arcade. It has their old logo with the old rat. You may recognize him a little bit because I'm not too familiar with the younger mouse look.
That looks
a lot like the arcade that we've got in town.
Yeah,
essentially.
So Dave and Buster's.
They're going to have animatronics there, kind of like standing by.
Yeah.
You know, the old animatronics, but... Yes, it's largely going to be an arcade. I think they may serve beer, potentially.
So
it's adults.
Okay, so it's not called Chuck E. Cheese,
Chuck's
is it?
Arcade.
Chuck's Arcade.
Listen, they have a few locations already.
Okay.
One of them's in Tulsa.
Well, you know why? People.
You know who's in Tulsa?
People want to go out and do something besides just go out
so
and drink.
So they got one in OKC in Tulsa, and they have a couple of other locations.
Well, you
but
have
they're,
to
they're at
it
OKC
when you visit
in Tulsa.
Your brother.
That might give me an incentive to visit him.
Well, I was thinking maybe an incentive you could go do stand-up in the area.
Well, okay, that could also. We also have trial news. Diddy kind of getting away with it?
A little bit.
Kind
he
of
only
looks
got
like
one
that.
Thing. What was it?
Is he getting time served? I wasn't paying that close of attention to it.
I don't think that's been decided yet.
You don't think that's really been decided?
No.
But we'll probably find out Monday if he's like, hey, I'm free, whatever, right?
Right, but I don't think so, because they wouldn't. If he was that close to being free, they wouldn't have said, okay, they raised his bail and they didn't let him get out. He's still in jail.
We have going one, gray. One last little trial here. Your boy, Brian Kohlberger. Still a lot of questions, but I guess they weren't too concerned about questions when it came to this guy, right?
Well, it's a shame.
I mean, did you do it? Yes. Okay, that's it. That's part of the plea agreement. One word answer. Why did you do this? Was he trying to commit the perfect murder? If so, why did he leave a witness alive? Why was he driving by the neighborhood like it was that song paid. One Way or Another by Blondie? Why was he doing that? Was he trying to get caught? What is this?
Well, I think he's holding out for the movie and all the book rights and everything.
He has, what, 4 life sentences with no parole? But there's always those judges and the people that get elected that will look at something again and be like, you know, he served his 8 years.
And pardon him.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it may be a federal crime if it's cross state like that. He could get pardoned.
I hope not. I hope he never, ever sees the light of day.
He doesn't have the really hip, bushy eyebrows to get pardoned, though, like Luigi does, right?
Is that what he needs?
The girls swoon over Luigi, so there will be politicians running on Pardon Luigi.
You
right?
got those eyebrows.
Do you think I could get pardoned? Like, I could be like, I would own the... You know, I'd go on stand, do all the impressions, and be like, look what you guys are missing out on, right?
No, they just go, y'all, you can go entertain them in prison.
Okay.
Depends on what you do.
So that was the news. And now I think it's time that we play a game, right?
Okay.
And this is getting to be one that look, I really think that you got a chance at this one. This is...
What year?
It's what year. And we're doing this... It's all...
Make it one I know.
It's five consecutive songs. You guess what year these songs are all from, okay?
Okay.
I think you can do this.
You know my powerhouse, and last week it wasn't there. The Carpenters.
Oh, you know this one. This might be from 1994.
No, it's got to be like in the 70s.
Why would that be the case?
Because it was in when I was like in high school. This is definitely a high school first love song. All right,
so you think you know that one, okay?
Yeah. Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
Well, we might be in Mom's Alley here, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so you don't need to hear any more of that one, do you?
Definitely the 70s. Or maybe... Mama told me not to come.
You know this one? What's the band called? You used to have 2 of them.
Is it the Grateful Dead?
3 Dog Night.
3 Dog Night. Shouldn't you ask me? I should know that. That was horrible. I didn't know that. Okay, this is early 70s.
All right, next up.
Partridge Family. Definitely my time. David Cassidy was my heartthrob.
There isn't any way in the world we could have a TV show that makes a song like this these days, right? Like, we can't possibly have a TV show that makes a number one hit, right?
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
It'd be impossible now, right? Unless Taylor Swift had a TV show.
Well, she should.
Yeah, I don't think she wants a TV show. She probably makes too much money to have a TV show, right?
Okay, now let me think about what year.
We've got one more.
Okay.
You might actually know who all these people are.
I should.
You know who this guy is? He was in a band. That had 4 people. Do you know the song?
I know the song.
His name's George.
It's not George Harrison.
It is.
It's the Beatles.
So, you've got 5 songs here. I think that you can do this. Can you tell me what year these 5 songs are
from? I'm trying to think how old I was.
She's like, carry the one. Let's see. We start with 17, 18. Okay, 15. Carry the one. Remove the 2.
So that was 77.
All right, we divide by 5.
74. 74, 73, 72. It would be 71.
The answer is 1970.
Oh, man. 71.
Some of these are listed as 1969.
I think I deserve. Deserve a mama. That was good.
They were on album. Some of these were like albums late in 69, but then they were number one hit 70 in 1970.
Or 71.
So this is really 1970.
Okay.
So I don't think this is a little bit different.
I said 71. Roles. Come on, people. Give me a.
Give you a what?
Give me a hand.
I'll give
up.
You a.
What year?
There you go.
I won that one.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I did.
You were much closer. At least you 71, didn't say 1996 or something 71. Ridiculous, right? All right. Do you have a quote for me?
I do. I did good. Those were good old songs. That was definitely my powerhouse. Probably was about 11 or 12.
Four of those were number one hits.
I know. I probably had all of the. What were the little ones called? The little records?
Singles.
I had all the singles, I'm sure. My parents probably got tired of hearing all those songs. Okay, just a second. Oh, shoot. What am
I doing? You should be talking into the mic.
Well, what am I doing? I'm screwing up here. Just a second. I can't find it. Okay.
This is my favorite part, editing out you looking for a quote that was supposed to be on hand.
I know. Sorry.
You don't write these in your notebook anymore?
Nope. Here we go. You should bring something into the world that wasn't in the world before. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's a table or a film or gardening. Everyone should create. You should be something. You should do something. Then sit back and say, I did that.
Not necessarily a joke.
It's a man.
This is not from somebody's
Somebody
ex.
That you like. And he's got had like TV shows. And what else has he done? I know he's been on TV. I think he has brown.
Is it Seinfeld?
Hair. No. And let's see what else. And I brought something in the world. You.
Is that it?
It's a very bad. It's a momism, isn't it?
Well, okay. So he had TV shows.
Yeah.
And he is known for being a stand-up comedian.
Yeah. No.
You don't think so?
He's a comedian. Somebody you like. He's a pretty funny guy. He finds funny people and puts them on TV. That's quite the hint.
He puts them on TV.
Yeah.
Daniel Tosh?
No, and he's like, I think he's from England.
You think he's from England?
Yeah.
And he finds funny people and he puts them on TV. Ricky Gervais?
Yes, you got it. I pretty much gave it to you, didn't I?
Well, so he found the Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And I know you like Ricky
Gervais. I do
Gervais.
Like to look at those clips when they animate them and they look kind of like the Flintstones. But Carl Pilkington, they make him look tiny and stuff. He's actually kind of tall.
Is he still doing stuff? I haven't seen him on TV in a long time.
I don't think so. I think he kind of went everywhere he wanted to go.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to travel.
He's getting old now.
Right?
How old is the guy?
He's in his 50s or 60s, but he probably doesn't want to travel as much, right?
I don't know. But, we should look him up.
Yeah, but his travel show was good. He had a little one he did without getting pestered so much. That was fine also.
Is Ricky Gervais, does he do stand-up?
Yeah, he got an Emmy last year, I believe.
Oh, I'm
for
sorry,
a stand-up
I didn't know he did stand-up.
He did a stand-up thing, and he had no microphone he's holding. Instead, he had like the TED Talk investment scam type microphone, you know, where you have like the earpiece
comes around
that goes
in front of your face.
Yeah,
that's good. What do you do with your hands though?
Well, because he wanted to do his hands everywhere,
oh, okay.
Right? So that you can't do that and then hold him a mic. But me, when I tell a joke, I kind of want to like hold something. Like even if I don't have anything, I'm like, all right, so here's how the joke goes. And I'm it's like, what are you doing?
You guys have to have something in your hands.
there's a bad Bill Burr movie from about a year ago called Old Dads. And they made a scene specifically at like a PTA meeting or something where he goes up there behind the podium and then he pulls the mic away and walks around and like kind of like leans on the podium and things like that. And I'm like, of course they had to come up with a way for him to like freehand the microphone, right?
Yep. Is that what that's called?
I call it freehanding the microphone. That's a term
I
made.
You go pull it off. Well, that's a good one.
What else would you call that?
I'm not sure.
I mean, we could ask Madonna. I've seen Madonna do that in a music video.
See if there's a name for it. You might have brought something into the world.
Freehand the microphone?
Yeah. Bye-bye now.
Now we're going to have some Arby's. Yeah. I got that new cheesesteak thing.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I got same old, same old.
You don't want the seeds.
I know.
Why can't we have more sandwiches without the seeds?
Yeah, Mama would have more choices.
Everybody wants to put these seeds everywhere.
They're not good for anybody.